Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters? Uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Another session of, well, probably one of the only sessions of sanity around right now. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROJO, 855-732-5563. As I say, as I always say, right, is get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. And be ready to fight. We're getting to that point now. You better, God bless, you better be ready to fight. When you look around and see what's going on around you, look at what's happening. Four more indictments, or four counts, in the special counsel's January 6th case. So you have more indictments coming down from there. And then Georgia. Right? I mean, seriously, this is getting ridiculously crazy. And what they don't realize is how much stronger that they're making Trump and how much they're getting the American people to turn against the government, which is not what they want. You know that. Right? I mean, they want you to, frankly, I'm wrong. They want you to fear the government. They want you petrified of the government, afraid to speak out, afraid to say anything. And with everything going on in the country, all these issues that we have happening, one of the things that Joey B's so proud of right now, this is just too much, is the federal government now has a ban, total ban on incandescent light bulbs. I told you, man, you should have bought a whole bunch of cases of them, right? But they did this to promote energy efficiency. And again, telling us what we can buy, how we can buy, where we can buy, and why, for all intents and purposes, we can buy. These people are amazing. Do you really think our founding fathers had in mind, that government would so be intrusive in our lives? No. They didn't want you to know how to spell federal government. They didn't want them anywhere in our lives like this as much as they are right now. Just amazing. Anyway, the federal government, federal regulation to ban incandescent light bulbs was initially issued in 2007. This is right after they enacted the enactment of the Energy Independence and Security Act, yes, of the Bush administration. I'm glad to see he was on our side. It was slated to go into effect 2012. Then the rule was broadened during the Obama administration before it was reversed by the Trump administration. Now, the Biden administration in April 2022 moved ahead with a new rule from the Department of Energy banning incandescent lights, light bulbs mostly, starting on August 1st, 2023. The rule requires that light bulbs must emit at least 45 lumens per watt. Now, that's, for some of you who don't know, it's simply a measure of light, you know, a measure of brightness. It also bans the manufacture and sale of non-conforming bulbs, but not their use. Right? So if you got a bunch of them, go for it. I would. That's just me. Now, the rule, I mean, basically, it bans incandescent lights, not because it says we ban incandescent lights, because incandescent lights usually don't push off more than, I don't know, 15 lumens per watt. If you go down and look at the chart at Philips, they're one of the biggest light manufacturers in the country. Anyway, I just find this, with everything going on, this is something we need to be concerned about. I mean, really, is there like a runaway incandescent light purchasing or use? I mean, most of the people I know, as their lights started popping, go bad, and going away, they started buying the LEDs for a lot of reasons. Okay, because they're first of all, LEDs are cooler. They work cooler. You got, I guess, a more of a spread of a kind of light. Now, they're currently, according to some statistics, the LED bulbs are in over half of U.S. households, okay, for their indoor lighting. Now, here's the fun thing about this. The LED bulbs usage rose from 4% in 2015 to almost 50% in 2020. And these things don't have to be forced. Why do we have to be forced to do everything? It's so good. It's so wonderful. It's such a great thing for the community. Put it out there. Let's do that. What is that? That old-fashioned, capitalism thing. Let people know what it's all about. They'll move. They will move towards the LED lighting. I don't like being forced to do these things that there's no reason for, no reason behind, if you would. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Like I said, get involved, get engaged. Right? Be part of the conversation. I just find this stuff amazing. All right, we are going to talk about Trump stuff, I swear, right after the commercial. I did. Of all the things happening, we have to make sure incandescent lights are the only things being sold. Joe Mazzini, your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Funny, because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt, and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s, and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25% plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, seems a certain voodoo priest who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solutions. Really the way we win. We've talked about this a million times. You know, you got to get informed. So when you're having these little arguments with your friends who think that they have a clue on the other side of the aisle, you know, it's amazing what hate will do to people. Don't you agree? I'm watching, you know, even some of the people I know that I thought were more middle-of-the-road people. I'm watching them talk about Trump like he's, you know, Satan's second cousin. And it is quite amazing to me. oh, my God, now, you know, look what they've done to me. Won't be able to run and all this. Well, listen, let me tell you what, a couple things going on here. First of all, no. None of these, even if he goes to jail, I got some bad news for some of you. None of these will keep him from running. All right? Number two, when you think about everything that's going down, right? The indictments, where they at? They are trying to beat up President Trump, trying to get him to spend as much money as humanly possible. Because remember, the government has an endless supply of your money, where Trump doesn't. So when you look at this stuff and you listen to what they're saying, you have to. I'll give you some quick ones, right? Now, think of all the things that are going on in the Biden family. Think about all the things that are going on with Joe Biden, the money situation, what's going on in Ukraine, what's going on here, finally admitting that he has a seventh granddaughter. Think of all of these things. And the only thing you're hearing about, you know, talk about a banana republic for sure, is the New York AG, Letitia James. She says now her office is ready to charge Donald Trump and his children and their company in a $250 million lawsuit. For what? I have no idea. And when I say that, I mean when you read through it. I have no idea. She's calling it widespread fraud because he pumped up the value of his hotels. You know, for loans and such and what have you. Because no other developer does that, number one. Number two is, don't they do appraisals on those things? Right? Don't they do appraisals on these, when some of these companies are applying for loans through the banks? The banks don't have a clue as to what these things are worth? Come on, work that through in your head. You think that Trump walked in the door and said, hey, you know who I am, right? Well, this is what I said. This is what I say these things are worth, and this is how much money I need. What can I pick up the check? No. Doesn't work. Anyway. just amazing. All right, then he's charged with an effort to undo the election loss and subvert transfer of power. Four counts, six unnamed co-conspirators. Right? Now, grand jury, which we all know, really doesn't mean much anything because there's no defense in there. They returned an indictment against a defendant who was not identified publicly, even by initials or grand jury number. It was put under seal. I mean, again, just throwing anything they can at him, hoping that these people will give, hoping that these people will somehow turn on Trump. Just amazing. Right, and all right, let me see what else I got here. I've got a whole bunch of stuff on him alone. I already went through that one in particular. Then you've got him again. The indictments that they're looking to keep him out of prison. I mean, putting him in prison, keep him from being able to run for office. And if he gets it, then what? We've got to get an attorney on. I got to find out. It's just amazing. And then what do they do? Now check out the way they say this. The D.C. judge assigned to the Trump case, the Trump January 6th case, has been labeled as the toughest judge in the Capitol riot cases. She has actually given more time to these people who did no damage, more time to these people than the DOJ was asking for. Right? I mean, just amazing. District Judge Tanya Chutkan, she was assigned to oversee the case involving Trump, who on Tuesday was indicted on four federal charges, including conspiracy to defraud the United States, conspiracy to obstruct an official proceeding, obstruction of and an attempt to obstruct an official proceeding, and conspiracy against rights. God, when does Joe Biden get charged with those things? Stockton was a assistant public defender before her appointment by President Barack Obama to a federal bench. Isn't that great? She's involved several cases. Well, she's handled several cases that involved individuals who entered the Capitol on January 6th. The AP called her the toughest punisher, reported that she had consistently taken the hardest line against January 6th defendants of any judge serving on Washington's federal trial court. Now, the Justice Department has brought more than 800 cases so far. 800. Isn't that great? Yeah, again, there is no way. When you start looking at the numbers and what's going on, who's been convicted of what and how long they've got, there's no way you can't walk away and say to yourself, I won't say it was rigged, but they knew exactly what was happening. Right? In some cases, Shotgun even handed out tougher sentences than the DOJ was seeking. She matched the prosecution's request and four others sent all 11 riot defendants who have come before her behind bars. In cases in which the DOJ did not seek jail time, Shotgun gave prison sentences ranging from 14 days to 45 days. In a case against Robin Scott Palmer, who sprayed the contents of a fire extinguisher at a police officer in the day of the riot, Shotgun sentenced him to more than 5 years in prison. Now think about this, right? For what? Assault on a police officer. I wonder how many BLM members, or whatever they're called. I wonder how many of them even spent 2 days in jail for throwing bricks, rocks, frozen water bottles at police officers. I bet you none. Right? I mean, it's just amazing. All right. Let's see what Rick Amato has to say about some of this. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Be right back.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. In announcing the second federal indictment against former President Trump on Tuesday, DOJ Special Counsel Jack Smith had strong words to say about the January 6th Capitol riot.
The attack on our nation's capital on January 6th, 2021,
was an unprecedented assault on the seat of American democracy. As described in the indictment, it was fueled by lies.
The DOJ believes Trump's attempts to overturn the 2020 election result led to what happened January 6th. Trump expected to be in court Thursday to answer to the charges. China is following America's example and tightening controls on exporting technology that could be used by the military. In Hong Kong, Andrew Wood says the restrictions limit exports of rare materials and metals used to make semiconductors, solar panels, and TV and computer screens. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Come see your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I know there's a lot of stuff going on. Actually, I know there's a lot of other channels you could be listening to. You've chosen this one, which leads me to believe that you're very intelligent people. You know what I'm saying? What can I tell you? Anyhow, hey, let's welcome WWPR 1490 AM out of Tampa to the GCN family. Always appreciate when we add stations, and thank them for carrying the show itself, the Joe Mussini Show. Hopefully, you'll be as excited as others are every day when you tune in to the show. And let me welcome Rick Amato to the show. Always a pleasure to have him with us as well. And Rick, you know, you're in California like I am. At this point, you should be walking around with your shorts and a T-shirt on. I mean, we're experiencing humidity like we've never had before out here.
Yeah. Someone said to me the other day, boy, it's muggy out. And I said, you know, I haven't heard muggy, the word muggy, since I lived on the East Coast, but it is muggy.
Oh, yeah. It's, you know what? I think what's happened, my wife is from Tampa, and she'll say to me, this is not humidity. What are you talking about? Right?
You're right.
You know, it's like we grew up in this stuff. There's nothing here, but it must be that global cooling, warming, climate change, something or other.
Growing up in Pittsburgh, my mother always told me that that people in Pittsburgh, where it's humid, age slower because their skin stays more moist.
That's true. That's probably really true. But all right, so let's get to the reality of the moment here, which is these Trump indictments that are coming down. I know the first things first is that they're chomping at the bit because they really believe that these Trump indictments will stop him from being able to run for office. And in all reality, none of them would keep him. Not a one of these would keep him from running for and or taking the seat of president. And it's just amazing to me. Again, they keep throwing, I just went through the list. They keep throwing these things at him, whether it's from Georgia and New York. Jack Smith just keeps adding on day after day after day. I really don't know what they're looking for. Have you given any thought to this as to if these people have two brain cells that rub together, they have to know these will not send him to jail.
Well, I think Greg Gutfeld, who, of course, uses humor, I think he recently used humor in a very accurate way. He said if the left isn't careful, they're going to get Trump reelected. Now, I think he's right. A week ago, I thought he was wrong. A week ago, I came on your show, and I said, look, you know, I think the left wants to get Trump to win the Republican primary, and he'll lose the election. A lot has happened in a week. Hunter Biden.
Yeah.
Joe Biden on 20 calls with Hunter. And now this news. I think that, you know, I think we're looking like a banana republic, first of all. This is the type of stuff you hear about in Brazil or Venezuela, not the U.S., but it's happening here. And, you know, I think that when you step back and take a look big picture, I think that Gutfeld may be right in this instance that they're going to upset and energize the Trump base.
Oh, no question. Yeah, no question about it. Go ahead.
And not only the energizing the Trump base, the timing of it. The timing comes out one day after the Hunter Joe Biden story. And anyone who knows anything about, you know, life in America, it's the latest headline that generates attention. So, yeah, they could have put this out the day before the Hunter Biden. No, they could have put it out a month later. No, they did it the day after.
Yeah.
And I think people would just feel insulted by that. The risk of it not reelecting Trump, as Gutfeld said, maybe semi tongue in cheek, is, guess what? I know you know this, but I'm going to say the obvious for those who may not have thought about it or did. Other than Joe Messina, other than Fox News, other than myself at YourAmericaTV.com, other than Newsmax, who is covering this? Nobody.
No, you're right. I mean, again, you look at this stuff, but we were also saying this is a nothing burger back then, that we saw what they were trying to do. They really believed if they threw some of this negative stuff at him that they would turn us or turn the hardcore against him, realizing that, oh, there's no way he can win. But what is not being – you started going down this road and you stopped. But what is not being talked about this week because it's all about Donald Trump, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Go ahead.
MSNBC, CNN, New York Times, they're not covering the Hunter Biden story. They're not covering the story with Joe Biden on the phone call 20 times with Hunter Biden. They're not covering the story of the Chinese business person / government official who entered a deal with Hunter Biden. Joe Biden wrote a letter to Brown University recommending his son to be accepted at that university.
Right.
And so half the country is getting one side of the story.
Oh, again, no question about it. When you look at what's coming down, they don't want this to get out. And if they can keep the noise, I don't even know what else to call it. If they can keep the noise level going, right, you're going to keep the emphasis on what's going on with Biden. Look at Mark Levine came up with a list of stuff. I think, March 16th, Jamie Comer reveals the Biden family payments. A few weeks later, April 4th, Trump's New York criminal indictment. Right, that was the Alvin Bragg fiasco, and everybody said that there's nothing there. All the legal experts on both sides of the aisle that were being honest said nothing, either place. Then later in the spring, what was it, June 8th, Republican views Biden bribery, the 1023 form, right? They put it out there. The GOP unleashed that the next day. On the 9th, we had Trump's classified documents indictment, right, for Mar-a-Lago.
Wow. Wow.
Right.
Wow.
So, would you see this? Just a few days ago, right, July 26th, we get the Hunter plea deal, blows up in Wilmington, Delaware, and all of a sudden Trump has to face additional charges from Jack Smith. I think Jack's got a whole bunch or a whole list of charges he's just sitting there holding on to. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You bring up some outstanding points, especially the June 8th, June 9th, which I had forgotten all about. And, you know, another point, not to change the subject off what you just said, but it just hit me. Something that's insulting is, you know, they've indicted Trump for not accepting or for stating that the 2020 election was fraudulent. Hey, what did CNN, MSNBC, the New York Times, the Washington Post, you would name it, what did they say for 2.5-3 years about Russian collusion?
Yeah.
When Trump was elected? I'm not saying that I'm not saying that he has a right to call something a false election, a fraud election, if it wasn't. And I'm not saying it was or it wasn't.
But he believes it to be, though, Rick. I mean, it's not like he didn't pull it out of midair. He's got some reasoning behind it. He believes it to be. And what Jack Smith is saying is if he didn't call it a fake, if he didn't call it, you know, stolen election, there wouldn't have been the quote-unquote riot on January 6th. So it's all his fault for spreading misinformation. I'm saying, boy, they have forgotten how many Republican presidential elections they have called, you know, phony, whatever.
They called his election fraudulent,
yep.
Russian collusion.
Yep.
And Hillary Clinton still calls it. She says that the election was stolen from her in 2016.
Yeah. I love it. I think it's hilarious. There's no way to, you know. All right, well, we got that music going on, which means we're going to commercial. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. Rick Amato after the break.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want
want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and ExtendoVite is all natural. ExtendoVite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take ExtendoVite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
ExtendoVite. I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel he was on.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-RealJoe. 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Rick Amato joins me as he does every week. Kind of goes through some of the issues of the day and viewpoints that we have on what's actually going down right now. And Rick, as usual, thanks for being with me. And before we get into the conversation, I want you to tell people where they can see your show and that kind of thing.
Oh, thank you. Okay. First of all, online, you can watch our show at youramericatv.com. Not only do we have the videos up for my show there, but we also have some great cutting-edge articles written on money, business, politics, and lifestyle. So we have video and articles at youramericatv.com. Also, we're on Roku on the Your America TV channel. So just go into search on your Roku channel and put in Your America TV, and boom. My show pops up. It's called Politics and Profits with Rick Amato.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, people, we've talked about this for a long time. We're we have to learn how to support each other. I mean, it's really that simple. We've got to support each other. We've got to hop on you know, each the websites there. If there's offers, if there's things you can take advantage of, you need to do so. So,
yeah,
so much appreciated.
You're right.
You know, yeah, we do. We have to be involved and engaged. You know, I'm talking to you a little while back there about, you know, this is like a sickness for these people. They are scrounging and looking and beating pavement and you know, spinning themselves around like pretzels to make something happen to Donald Trump. It really is almost like that wild-eyed animal looking for its prey.
Yeah, and you know what concerns me deeply, Joe, and I don't think it's being talked about. If it is, I haven't caught it. But again, just before the break, we were saying that Trump has been indicted for saying that his election loss 2020 was fraudulent. But what the media doesn't talk about is it spent 2.5 years saying that his election was fraudulent because of Russian collusion, and that's been proven wrong. Here's what concerns me. At the outset of our interview, I said that, you know, this latest news may have emboldened the Trump base to go out and get the guy elected. But here's what concerns me. Let's say that happens. Let's say that the Trump base gets so upset, so fired up, that so much wrong has been done by the left and by the media and by Joe Biden's Justice Department that they go out and get Donald Trump elected. You know, it would be a fairy tale ending to say that, you know, America has resolved its past issues and a wrong has been righted. But what I'm afraid is going to happen, we're too much in this third world country mode right now, banana republic mode. My concern is the Trump's base gets fired up, gets him elected, and then chaos, riots, BLM, violence, etc., it breaks out across America. The media calls it, you know, protests gone intensified, and which they've already done, and things just take a worse step downward for America.
Yeah,
that is my concern. You know, I would expect if Trump gets elected, he's going to come out and say it's like Biden did. He's going to come out and say it's time to heal America. Let's bring both sides together, and he's going to be mocked, shamed, ignored. And he's going to be called a fascist. He's going to be called a Putin puppet. And he's going to be called a racist. And we're going to see riots in Democratic cities across the country. And that's what you see in Brazil and Venezuela, et cetera. You know, but I'm afraid you're going to see that here.
You know, I agree with you. Again, it's but it has to do. I've had these conversations with a couple of friends, mutual friends of ours too, where it stems from education. This all stems out of education. When you have ignorant people, these are the kind of things that you see happening and going on, right? So you have an education system that's been dumbed down over the years to the point where people don't know how the different branches of government work. You got AOC out there with her crowd telling people how they're going to put restrictions in place for the Supreme Court, and we really should just they're useless anyway. We need to get rid of them. And going, wait a minute, have you read the Constitution? Do you even have a clue that it's not a matter of Congress voting to get rid of the Supreme Court? And matter of fact, any laws you pass against the Supreme Court will go in front of the Supreme Court because you don't have a right to the judiciary.
Joe, sounds like I'm changing the subject, but I'm not. I think it's all related to what you just said. You know, belief in religion in America, as you probably are aware, is at an all-time low.
Yep.
All-time low. Trust in a public school system in America is at an all-time low. And what's happening in both cases? In both cases, the public school system is trying to get more power, trying to separate
Yep.
Trying to get in between the relationship between the parents and the kids. And the church is always being diminished by the same people. And I think it's no coincidence that we're seeing what we're seeing in America today, the chaos and the violence and the same people trying to step in between parents and the students.
Yeah.
In school and in religion at an all-time low.
Rick, they have to break down, and it's not just break, you know, people go, look, they're breaking down the family. They have to break down the family, number one. Number two,
yeah,
they've got to get God out of the picture, because if God is in the picture, if I've got a quote-unquote supreme being to turn to for my sufficiency, for my healing, for my life and my joy, then they amount to nothing. They now no longer...
Great point.
Right?
That had not occurred to me, but it makes sense.
I mean, if I'm worried about putting food on the table, I'm not going to drop to my knees and ask God for a better job, you know, somebody, because a lot of the guys I know would never ask for a handout. They would say, look, let me rake your leaves, give me a few bucks so I can feed my family. That would be the line that they would go. What the government wants you to do is come to them and say, hey, I got to feed my family. You know, and what you guys are doing, we don't have jobs. I need to feed my family. And what do they send you? Over to the welfare line. Now, when you go to vote, are you going to vote for a Republican who may stop your benefits? Or are you going to vote for a Democrat who's going to maybe even up your benefits?
Yeah, they want you dependent upon the government.
They want to do to us, the community as a whole, Americans as a whole, what they did to the black community back in the 60s. That's how I see it.
And I know we're almost out of time, so I'm going to. It makes me wonder, as a Catholic like you, Joe, so is Joe Biden. And he doesn't conduct himself like one, but he doesn't conduct himself as a president the way he did for years as a senator, as a leftist center. His policies have been extreme,
yeah,
which tells everyone. He's not running the government. He's not running the country. Somebody else is.
Oh, yeah. Right. But, Rick, you know, let's be fair here, too. I always say the same thing, that, you know, whether you're a Catholic or mainstream Christian, whatever, you have the Sunday, or you don't even have the Sunday go to meeting Christians. You have the 2 year, you know, the two times a year Christians, right? You got Easter and Christmas. And same thing with Catholics. You got a lot of Catholics who go to church maybe, you know, every other Sunday or what have you. And they really don't understand what they believe. And I believe that about a lot of these people. I mean, how does Nancy Pelosi say that, you know, abortion is almost like a gift from God, and yet she's a quote-unquote a devout Catholic?
That shocked me and stunned me, but now I hear that this socialist pope that we have at the Vatican in Rome is telling us that we should rethink abortion.
Yeah, I know. It's amazing, right?
I don't get it.
Well, the thing, again, is what China is working on rewriting the Bible now, the way they want it to read. And it's the same thing here.
I didn't know that.
You know, what happened? Yeah, yeah. It's and what's happened in Germany. Think about that. When Hitler came into power, you know, the Christians backed off. There was only certain things you could teach. You couldn't teach against the government. So you're seeing these things play out, but our kids are too ignorant. Our young people are too ignorant to really know what our history's about, to understand how we get here.
Yeah, and I'm not going to go with the word ignorant, although it may be true. It's not their fault.
when I say ignorant, what I mean by that is, you know, the default ignorant, where you're not informed.
I knew what you meant. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. It's not their fault because this is how they've been brainwashed, for lack of
You can say it. I agree with you. You know, all right.
Oh, you're on a school. Yeah, you're on a school board. You
gotta
be careful.
Oh no! I'm on a school board, and I'm on the same page as you. I see what we're teaching. Anyway, Joe Mancini, your host. Rick, always a pleasure to have you with me. Tell them again quickly where they can see the show.
I'm glad we didn't end on a highly emotional note. You can find me at youramericatv.com.
All right, people. You got me and Brad Dacus coming up in the next hour. Don't go far. We got a lot to talk about.